Welcome and get ready for a front row seat on Icons with Ava Johanna, the live show that is raising the bar in the entertainment space worldwide. You're about to be right in the middle of heart-pounding conversations and real-time connection that ignite transformation within. Our global live show stars the industry's powerhouses, visionaries, and cultural icons. Together, we'll walk the path of legendary entrepreneurs, influential business moguls, celebrities, and iconic brand architects. Join the conversation, seize the opportunity to engage directly with icons of their industries, and immerse yourself in an unparalleled learning experience. Icons isn't just a show. It's an opportunity to step into the minds and hearts of industry leaders and run with their advice. So grab your popcorn, because this is the space where icons are born. Everyone, welcome back to Icons. Oh my goodness. Okay, so first of all, I'm sitting here in my office slash guest bedroom, one of the guest bedrooms. I feel like I want to turn it into a full office though. It's about that time. We don't have enough guests over for me to really validate needing two guest bedrooms, and I just want my own office space. So I think that's going to be a project this year. But anyways, I'm sitting here with my beautiful, sweet little puppy, Jojo. Sweet right now, usually sour, but right now she's resting, and God, I love her so much. So anyways, I just needed y'all to know, I love my dog so much. How is everyone doing? Welcome back to the show. I just posted on Instagram a reel that kind of fast forwarded through the last 4 years from January 2020 until now. And after I posted it, I was like, oh my God, I need to record a podcast on the journey and break down, honestly, like as unsexy as it sounds, my formula, my process for success, and really simplify it for all of you, because I know that y'all are here because you got some next level visions. You identify as being somebody who desires more in their life, whether the more come in the form of your specific personal desires, like your career, the money you're making, the relationship that you're in, your health, or it maybe speaks specifically to the more that you want to activate within yourself. More confidence, more power, more courage, more creativity, more space to take up even as a leader. And so knowing that we are all here because we are hungry for more, from an energy of knowing that there's really no limit in what we can create and who we can become, let's talk about how to create that more, how to really align yourself with your next level of success, of love, of happiness, of health, of your own personal identity, and how to do it from a really aligned and playful energy, because it doesn't have to be hard. And I want to preface, before I go into the playfulness and the aligned energy, with a quick little call out to the parts of you that still think it needs to be challenging, that still show up in the energy of force and push and lack every single day. And just set the intention right here and now that we cut that shit. We're cutting that shit out. It's 2024. You've been doing it long enough. You have been forcing long enough. You have been pushing long enough. You have been clawing tooth and nail long enough to get to your next level, that it's time we change up the energy. Because I guarantee that right now you are feeling like you are done with the push. You are done with the hustle. You are done with the force. You want things to be easy. I mean, who doesn't want things to be easier? And this isn't to say that we're just eradicating all hard things from life. I'm not fucking Mary Poppins. I don't know how to do that. But what I do know how to do is invite in the energy of ease into all of the things that we do, even the hard things. And I do think that that's possible. And I do think that that comes down to who we are, how we hold ourselves, how we show up day by day, and our general disposition and beliefs and mindset around life and how the way life gets to work for us. So this is going to be a juicy conversation. But before I even go into my tips in breaking down the last 4 years and simplifying my process of transformation and manifestation, I want to quickly share that my team and I decided to create this epic mini course. It's 5 days long. It's called Next Level You. It goes perfectly with the theme of today's podcast, and it's totally free. So all you need to do is go to academyofbreath.org/next-level, or it's linked in the show notes for you. And I'm telling you, this mini course is not only going to expand upon the conversation that we're having today on the podcast, but it's going to allow for you to have a really firm understanding and like scientific proof behind manifestation in the process of upgrading your identity so that you can attract everything that you desire and so much more. My goal is for you to feel like every single thing on your vision board, you are able to pluck off your vision board and bring to life in your 3D reality. And that's really what I want to support you with, whether it relates to career, your love life, your health, starting a family, your friendships, your home environment, the car that you're driving. In order to create an iconic life, we have to understand and know how to, every step of the way, attune ourselves to a higher frequency of whatever that next level may be. And there's always a next level because, as they say in Mean Girls, the limit does not exist. Are you with me? Okay. Let's dive in then. So, as I mentioned, my inspiration for today's episode was this Instagram reel that I just posted. I'm literally recording this in real time. This episode is coming out on Wednesday, March 6th. I'm recording this Tuesday, March 5th, 1:52 p.m. Timestamp. We are here having this conversation basically live. So if you want to go and look at my Instagram, it's going to be one of the most recent posts, if not the most recent post. And in that Instagram reel, not only do you get to see all of these just like heart cracked open little 0.6 second clips of the past 4 years, but I also just give a little bit of a taste of the different things that I've created over these past 4 years. And these things, honestly, I may have had a general desire of, you know, being seen on a bigger scale, changing the world, having global reach, being able to support people internationally, building an online business, making seven figures. Yeah, I had a kind of general understanding of my desires, but the specificity of all of it back in January 2020, zero idea, zero clue. In January 2020, I didn't know that I was creating the Academy of Breath. I didn't know that I would have masterminds where I would support high-level executive women making six, seven, and eight figures. I didn't know that I would be running sold-out retreats and certification programs and supporting the greatest, best of the best leaders in becoming even more powerful, making more money, and doing so from this energy of ease that we speak of. I didn't know that. I had a general idea of the desire and the direction I was going, but I didn't know the specificities of it all. And so the first thing that I want to say is that you don't have to be so nitty gritty in the vision board. But what I want you to get crystal clear on is the feeling and the general direction that you are heading. Because if we do not have that, then it's going to be really hard to be able to label and identify what the next level really requires. So for example, you don't have to specify, yeah, you know, I want to work with high-level executives that are in the entertainment world that need somebody to come in and bake them their entire meals for the week and have a personal chef. Maybe that's not exactly the desire or the specifics that you are ready to claim. Unlike a lot of manifestation, I actually don't think that we need to get super ultra specific. If you are super ultra specific, amazing, great, have that, hold on to that. But what I actually come to find, especially for those of you that have already been manifesting and have already been creating for quite some time, is that once you start checking things off of your list, you actually become less specific and take a step back and become more general. Because the specificities matter less and the general feelings matter more. And What I mean by that is that typically what you come to find as you are continuing to manifest along the way is that you only always ever wanted the general feeling associated with the specific manifestation. And once you get the specific manifestation, sometimes, yes, it is associated with that general feeling. But also sometimes you may come to find that you manifested the thing and you look around and you're like, hey, this is pretty cool that I manifested it, but it actually doesn't make me feel successful. Or it actually doesn't heal that feeling of fear or desire for safety that I was associating with the manifestation. Especially for those of you that are in business who are saying, once I get to $1 million, once I get to $10 million, once I get to X amount, then I'll feel happy and safe and successful. Are you with me? Yeah? Okay. So again, if you're specific, amazing, great, but also you don't need to be specific. You need to just know the general direction and the desired feelings that you know you will receive, experience, and tap into at your next level. If you have that, we can start running. If you have that, we can start digging a little bit deeper to get some clarity. And through action, through experience, that's when I come to find that the specifics start to unfold really naturally, almost divinely, some would say, in their own time. So we're gonna rewind to January 2020. I was leading my first retreat ever that I made no money on. It was at the beautiful Hotel Californian in Santa Barbara. I have always been a girl that has loved creating luxe experiences. That's why I do my VIP days and my VIP weekends. That's why in my Behind the Woman Mastermind, we have two different immersions that are both luxury experiences. I love to spoil my people. I love to create luxury experiences. Back in 2020, I did not know all of the hidden costs that go into creating luxury experiences. So I actually led this retreat, lost money, but what I lost in money, I gained in passion, confidence, and clarity to direct me forward on my path and create more momentum for my career, my purpose, and my desire of who I identified as being as a leader and as a woman. And so I made a wish and set an intention on this rose. We did this really beautiful final ceremony where I gave every woman that was on the retreat a rose, and we silently walked down to the ocean, made a wish upon our roses, tossed them into the ocean, tossed it into nature, Mother Earth, the universe, and let it be. When I made that wish and set that intention, the desire, the general direction was really just simply, I want to change people's lives. I want to feel safe in my business. I want to feel like I've created something that I can rely on that isn't going to crumble tomorrow. I want to exit this hamster wheel of just forcing and pushing and feeling like every single thing I do isn't amounting to the things and the level that I know that it could be. Again, it was general. It wasn't that specific. It was the general desires that most of us have as human beings, let alone entrepreneurs. And so I threw my rose into the ocean. I let it be. And it really wasn't until today, as I was creating that Instagram reel, that I found that video of me throwing my rose into the ocean and then took the time to speed up the 4 years, looking at all of the highlights along the way, and of course knowing in my body all of the low moments and the big lessons that I learned along the way. And here we are now. In those 4 years, I created the Academy of Breath. We've supported thousands of people across the world in our programs, and those people have gone on to support hundreds of thousands of people on their own in their programs. We have become world-renowned in our certification, and the program and company itself has generated multi-millions of dollars in the past 4 years. Outside of that, we've run sold-out retreats, sold-out coaching programs. I've built a team. We've launched a retail line. I'm writing my book, as y'all know. So much more than I could have ever wished upon that rose. So much more than that younger me could have ever been able to point to and say, this is where I'm going. Because at the time, I had limited sight. I didn't know all that was available. And maybe you have limited sight too. Maybe you don't know all that is available. And so that's why I say, if you want to keep it general, keep it general. Because your specificities might be limiting. The things that you're ultra specific on might actually be limiting the magic of the universe, the power of God, and the power of co-creation between you and the universe, you and God, you and the support that is around you in the 3D and then in the unseen. This is so freaking powerful, you guys. I really want this to land for a moment that there is so much greater available for you. There is so much more that you probably at this level can't even fathom. You know, I think about this in relationship to my marriage. I was scared, honestly, leaving my marriage. I was so scared to walk away because things weren't bad. It just wasn't it. I knew in my heart that this wasn't the right relationship for me long term. But on paper, logically, based on what I could see, it was good. So I had to trust in the unseen. I had to trust in what I couldn't see, but what I could feel and what my heart knew, that there was more, even though it was scary. Even though I wasn't sure. I didn't have all of the logical proof behind me. And what happened? I met Matt. A relationship that blows my mind every single day. It's not perfect. But the way in which we relate to each other, the way we communicate our love for each other, the way that I'm able to soften into him, the support that we give each other, the safety that I feel in the relationship is beyond what I could have ever possibly known to exist in that moment when I had to trust myself and say, I choose greater for myself because I believe and I'm going to walk in the general direction of the desire I have for my relationship. So this isn't just career that we're talking about. This is every single area of life. You get to upgrade every single area of your life. And it starts by understanding what that next level is. So again, in the Next Level You Masterclass, or excuse me, mini course, 5 days long, I'm going to teach you my exact step-by-step process. The first piece that we're talking about today is understanding the general direction and the general feeling that you desire to go, or the specificities of it. But again, hold the specificities lightly because there's always more available beyond what we can see or beyond what we can speak. And then once we have that piece in place, we can ask ourselves, well, what is required of me to be able to embody the next level? Embody the next level in how I think, in how I feel, and how I act. That's why breathwork has always been so profound for me as a tool. Because if I'm being honest, it's been able to check all of the boxes. It has been a morning practice that has supported me in feeling confident, in control, powerful, at ease, connected to my intuition, and clear on how I can take the momentum and the energy that I've built and activated within myself within a 10-minute breathwork practice and apply it to everything else that I'm doing that day. I speak so highly of these practices because it truly is the essence of my strategy. It is the building blocks of all of the pieces that come together to support me in upgrading my identity, in stepping into my next level, in being able to sustain the next level so that I can ask myself, well, what level comes after this? What happens once I've manifested everything on my vision board? What happens when I am the living embodiment of the person that a younger self, a younger version of me once desired and dreamed to be? When we have tools like breathwork, and I'm going to walk you through again in Next Level You exactly why it works, and how to do it. But when we have these tools, I'm going back to that Mean Girls quote, the limit does not exist. The limit does not freaking exist. Because every single time we upgrade our identity, we open up the ceiling to expose even more that's available to us. It's like the ceiling becomes the ground floor that ground floor, then we catapult from, and the next ceiling becomes our ground floor, and so on and so forth throughout our entire lives. And the reason why I love breathwork for this is that it doesn't feel like a constant chase to the next level, but instead feels like Cinderella literally landing in her beautiful crystal chariot and being whisked away to her castle. Yes, we are bringing in the Disney references here. You get to be a motherfucking Disney princess getting whisked away through the power of your energy, your intention, your clarity, your passion, your desires from the energy of ease. Level after level after level, not from force, not because where you're at isn't enough, but truly from the knowing that there is no limit, there's always more, and you always have the ability to identify how to activate that more inside of you first, so that what is happening inside of you is then reflected in your external reality. Like attracts like, the law of attraction, right? And so the clarity leads us to the question, well, what's required? So let me give you an example. If right now you are running a million miles a minute, business is going good, you're doing the damn thing, or maybe business isn't going as good as you desire it to be, but you're surviving, you're doing the damn thing. You've got your bills paid and you got money to play with. But you're noticing that every single month it feels like you're starting at zero. And you look around and you start to feel that feeling of lack and scarcity and rushing and, oh, I got to figure out where the money is coming from this month. Even though every month you're okay, every month it works out, but you've got this pit in your stomach and this feeling like you can never catch up, or like you're doggy paddling your way through the month and through your business. And right now you're listening to this and you're saying, I don't want that anymore. I want to feel solid. I want to have tens of thousands of dollars in recurring revenue. I want to be able to take a trip and not be constantly checking my email or worried about whether or not my client is paying. I want to feel like I can, you know what, take the day off when I get my period and not feel guilty or shameful for watching Joey, oh, beautiful Joey, on The Bachelor. He's so hot, you guys. Oh my God. If you're not watching The Bachelor, I swear, he has saved The Bachelor franchise. Oh, yeah, he's a cutie. I have a big crush on Joey. Joey, if you're listening, don't know why you would be, but I want you to know I love you. And yeah, I'm here. Don't tell my boyfriend that. Anyways, back to not being unhinged on the podcast. But let's say that that's where you're at, right? You're like, I just want to know that I can step away and the house isn't going to crumble. I want to know that my business is going to be around 2 years from now, 5 years from now. I want to know that it's going to be around 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and I'm not going to feel the same way that I feel today. You might be thinking to yourself, like, at what cost is this success coming? And so if this is you, I know this is a very elaborate example, but I know so many of you here are in that position. But if this is you and you're finding that clarity of wanting to be able to step away, wanting to be able to have the space, wanting to be able to have the freedom, wanting to feel like you can breathe, pun intended, then the question would be, well, who am I required to be now in order to create that environment in my business, but also in my mental and emotional health? Because clearly you're not being that person. I know sometimes that can be a tough pill to swallow, I say, as my sweet, beautiful dog Jojo is eating a leaf right in front of me now. It might be a tough pill to swallow, but let's be real. If you were already the embodiment of the version of you that has the life and the structure the support and the freedom that you desire or that you've intended to create this year, if you already were the embodiment of it, then you would already have it. So there are shifts that need to be made mentally, emotionally, physically in your day-to-day action, but also energetically in order to be that person now. And again, once you create an inner environment that reflects that upgraded identity, it's only a matter of time that your physical reality start responding to it. Does it happen instantaneously? Sometimes. Sometimes certain things, especially the bigger the manifestation, take a little bit more time. But your reality is guaranteed upon your inner experience. So who you be, what you do, how you think, how you feel, how you act is constantly creating your next now moment. So the compounded effect of embodying your next level is what will create the reality that you desire. And so again, it's a simple process. It's simple. It's simple. It's really simple, y'all. It's real simple. But your level of devotion determines how quickly and how easily it comes. And so as I was looking at the past 4 years, I got honest with myself and I was like, wow, when I'm super devoted to this work, again, the exact process that I'm teaching inside of Next Level Mini Course, when I'm super devoted to this work, shit happens fast. It feels like the entire universe is on my side. Things are coming through so freaking quickly. Like, I'm messaging my mentor every single day, celebrating the breakthroughs, celebrating how serendipitous it is, celebrating all of the opportunities landing in my lap. And the times where I'm not as devoted, guess what? It's a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder. And that's why I always am so invested in coaching and having a mentor, because let's be real, when we have somebody to hold us accountable, when we have a consistent level of support to plug into, yeah, we're going to be more devoted. Why? Because we have a consistent reminder and environment reminding us of who we are and what's available. So I noticed that, again, in these past 4 years, the times that things happen fast are the times where I'm most devoted. And the times where it feels a little bit harder are when I'm a little bit less plugged in. So take what you want with that. Spit out the seeds, chew the fruit. But this work is real, y'all. I mean, we have the science supporting everything that I just shared. And JoJo's eating my money tree right now, which is not cool. And I'm not going to take it as a sign. JoJo, stop it. We have the science, you guys. And y'all know, if you've ever taken any of my programs, that I love to go deep into the science, especially inside of the Academy of Breath for our facilitators that are going through and getting certified. But in Next Level You, I dive into the science as well as in foundations, and really every single program I dive into it a little bit, because I'm always the type of girly that likes to have some 3D roots to a lot of these more esoteric spiritual concepts that we talk about. I find that it makes it a little bit easier for us to wrap our heads around. So definitely check out the Next Level You mini course. You're going to find the science. There's also a breathwork practice. I'm walking you through the exact step-by-step process that breaks down everything that we've already talked about in prompts, in exercises, and in science to really support you in being able to identify your next level, how to take steps today to become that version of yourself now, and how to embody the person that you are required to become in order to create a life that is plucked off of your vision board. So I'm going to leave you with that today. Clearly, I had a lot to say. And if this episode resonates, send me a DM. Let me know what stood out to you most. If you haven't already, it would mean the world for me, to me, for us, for everyone, for you to take a moment to leave a review either on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. It is a tool and a mechanism to support not only this work and these messages getting out to the world, but also for us to get some pretty epic guests on the Icons show. So take a moment, if you're liking the show, to leave a review. And of course, as always, you can jump on our email list to get notified of the next episode of Icons. It's going to be this Friday, actually, with Steph and Court of Entreprenistas. And all you need to do to get the link is go to avajohanna.com/icons. Everything is linked in the show notes as well for you. But definitely jump into the Next Level You mini course, especially if you've never done anything in my world. We have so many good practices and just knowledge, information to support you in being able to step into your next level. And that's really what I want for you. I want the next 4 years to be just as magical as my last 4 years, if not more, for every single one of us. And I am confident that with this process, you will be able to blow the damn lid off of everything that you thought was possible. So let's do it together. All right, y'all. I'll see you this Friday for our next live show of Icons. Well, there you have it, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Icons with Ava Johanna. Make sure, if you're not already on our VIP list, that you sign up so that you can be invited exclusively into the community to take part in these conversations live, ask questions, and co-create this experience. If you're not already following me, make sure you give me a follow at Ava Johanna and follow our amazing guest. I'll see you soon, and don't forget, go do something iconic.